Archers for the week 20 to 25 February 2005.
Adam's getting to grips with the polytunnels again.
Do you want a hand?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
Right.
Oh, that's it.
This might be a bit of a daft question.
Yeah, go on.
Well, I was wondering if you're still available to help us with the poly roofs on the strawberries.
Oh, right. When were you thinking of?
Next couple of days. The forecast's pretty good.
You might be in luck.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't reckon we're going to get any lambs for a day or two.
Oh, great.
Tuesday, maybe? Wednesday, more likely.
Well, look, if you think it's a bit
no,
tight,
no, I'm
then...
pretty sure I'll be able to give you a hand.
Well, that'd be great.
You might have to put up with me disappearing every now and again.
Well, that's okay. All help welcome.
Who else you got?
Oh, you know, the usual suspects. Jeff, Andy, Neil, Eddie, Mike, hopefully Ed.
Sounds pretty good.
Oh, and Ian says he wouldn't miss it for the world.
Well, takes all sorts.
Yeah. So, are you looking forward to the sleepless nights?
Mm-hmm. Nope. But, well, you know, there is something satisfying about it.
Mm, sure. And we just have to get on with it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're Brian, of course.
Well, I suppose he is getting on a bit for Lammy.
Oh, no, I think he's always been pretty canny when it comes to things like sorting out the Lammy rotor.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, he had a bit of a go at me the other day.
Yeah, what about...
Debbie. She's still in Hungary, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I told him I didn't think it was a great idea, her leaving a bit of ploughing. Really should have been done back in the autumn.
Right.
Basically, it means she's dumping work on me that she couldn't be bothered doing herself.
Oh, well, Brian didn't agree then.
No, he reckoned she did right to leave it. Otherwise, the ground would have been bare over the winter.
Well, I can see his point. It's better for conservation.
Well, maybe. It still feels like I'm being undermined all the time.
Look, I'll tell you what, Adam. Why don't we talk about this over a pint at the Bull later?
Oh, okay.
It's just that I need to finish up in here, and then we're taking Ruth's mum to the station.
Sure, no problem. Pint sounds like a good idea.
Great. See you there about 7?
Fine, I'll see you later.
Quiet in here, isn't it?
Oh, hello, love. I didn't see you come in.
You've been like this all afternoon?
Pretty much, yeah. Are you going up to get changed?
Oh, in a minute. There's no rush, is there?
No, I suppose not. Trying to pass me them glasses.
Okay. Don't you want to know how the rehearsal went?
Yes, how was it?
Fine, thanks. Yeah, it went very well.
Oh, good.
I didn't expect to be joining in today. Well, of course I did.
Right.
So, it looks as if I'm on board.
Oh?
Hmm. Could be quite a decent little combo Curly's putting together.
Really?
Yeah, there's him on slide guitar, me on keyboards, bass player and a drummer. What a good rehearsal.
Great, yeah.
Anyhow, big news is...
Big news?
Well, I joined in with the singing at rehearsal and...
What?
It's great. Curly were well impressed. He's asked me to be lead singer.
Oh.
He said I got a cracking voice. Just right for him.
It looks like we're running low on cheese and onion.
So what do you reckon to that, Sid?
To what?
Me being lead singer.
Well, I'm sure you'll be great, love.
You are pleased, aren't you?
Yes, of course I am. It would be good for you to get out now and again.
Well, that's what I were thinking. Glad you feel that way. He wants to rehearse twice a week.
Twice a week?
Yeah. There's a lot of work to do to get us up to scratch.
Suppose so.
Yeah, we can work it round the rota. The first one's on Tuesday.
Tuesday?
Yeah. I'll sort it out now, if you like.
No. It's all right. I'm going that way anyway.
I don't mind.
No, don't worry. You go and get changed. I'll see to it.
Kathy, hi.
I'm sorry, Kenton. I'd rather not
Please,
see...
Please, Kathy, I just want to ask you something and then I'll go, I promise.
Oh, wait a minute, then. What is it?
Well, it's just I've got a couple of tickets to a football match.
Oh.
Yeah, so I was wondering, well, if Jamie would like to come with me.
Oh, no. No, I don't think so.
Look, Kathy, I can understand if you don't want to see me, and I accept that. But Jamie would love this.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
Look, to be honest with you, I still feel guilty about messing up with the pantomime, so I thought this might make up for it a bit.
No, I'm not sure.
Well, you know how much Jamie loves football, and Sid, you know, he hardly ever gets the chance to take him these days.
Yeah, that's true. Well, when is it?
Tuesday night.
Where?
Felbersham. I know he's got school the next day, but I promise I'll bring him straight home afterwards.
That would still be pretty late, wouldn't it?
Well, no, only about 9:30. I really would bring him straight back, honestly.
Is Kenton here?
Oh, yes, darling.
Hi, Kenton.
Hi, Jamie.
How's things?
Cool, pretty good.
Kenton wants to know if you'd like to go to a football match.
To see the Villa?
It's not quite as good as that, I'm afraid, mate.
What match is it, then?
It's Felbersham Athletic against Denton Grange.
Felbersham are good, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, you betcha. They're top of the league and Denton are second, so it's a big game.
Brilliant. Can I go, Mum?
Well...
Please, please, please. I promise I'll be good.
You say you'll bring him straight back?
Absolutely. We'll park as close as we can, so it should be, what, 1/2 hour tops after the game finishes.
Please say we can go, Mum.
Oh, all right. I suppose so.
Thanks. You're the best mum in the world.
Yeah, no, you go on. Get back and finish your tea.
OK.
I'll pick you up on Tuesday evening, OK, Jamie?
Yeah.
Thanks, Kathy.
That's all right.
If I come round, what, about 6:15 to pick him up, that'd be all right?
Yeah, OK.
Great. Well, I'll see you then.
Bye then.
Well, I don't see why not.
Yeah, me neither, darling. As far as they don't poke a camera in through my window.
They wouldn't dare.
I dread to think what the public would make of me first thing in the morning.
Yeah, that's true. You're supposed to attract visitors to the village, after all.
But you watch it, Tiger.
There you go, Jolene. You took one for yourself, didn't you?
Oh, cheers, Matt. That's £7.60 altogether, then.
It is about privacy, though.
Oh, come on. It's hardly going to be used to spy on people.
Well, nevertheless... Might there be people who feel uncomfortable about the idea of a camera always being on? I mean, we're not in Birmingham city centre.
That's how you feel, is it?
No. I'm cool about it. I'm just saying we need to consider other people's views.
Have you seen any of these village cam websites?
Oh, one or two, yeah.
Well, it's hardly the same as CCTV, is it?
That's
so
true.
What is the point of it exactly?
Well, Linda reckons this is all about letting the world out there know we're here.
Ah, cheers, Johnny.
If people can see what a pretty village we've got, then they're more likely to come and visit.
So you're anticipating coach loads of day trippers if it takes off?
Not exactly. But you know what I mean.
Come, push it, girl. Let's sit in the corner where we won't be disturbed.
That sounds promising.
Did you say you were expecting David?
Yeah.
That way he's just come in.
Oh, great. Can you get him a pint?
Okay.
And I'll have another one as well.
Coming up?
Oh, sorry I'm a bit late. That's okay. The train was late getting it to Hollerton. We had to stand around on a freezing platform for ages.
Oh, what a pain.
Yeah, just hope she isn't too late getting back to Prudder.
Did Heather have a good time?
Yeah. Going to concerts, going out with Ruth.
Oh, I bet the kids love seeing her too.
Yeah, she's great with them.
That's good.
What's that?
Oh, David's just telling us Heather's gone back to town.
Oh, right. Hey, did you hear if Eddie found out who smashed his statues?
No, I don't think he has.
Oh, we're a bad business, that.
Personally, I can't think why anyone would bother.
I know, they're ghastly.
Oh, there's one.
Oh, thanks. Still, it must have been a nasty shock finding them like that.
Yeah, you're right.
And you never know who these vandals might pick on next.
So long as they don't pick on us.
Well, don't know about you, Adam, but I fancy sitting down after the day I've had.
Sure.
There's a table over by the window. Shall we grab it?
Yeah, great. I'll come back for the other pint and a mo, Jolene.
No, it's okay. I'll bring it over.
Oh, thanks.
Jolene.
Yeah?
I've just phoned Cathy about changing the arrangements for Tuesday. Now you've got this rehearsal.
Oh, Sid, I'm sorry. I forgot all about that.
Well, as it happens, it don't matter. Kenton's taking him to a football match.
That's lucky. Jane will love that.
Yeah. But I'm surprised Kenton didn't check with me first.
Well, he knows how busy you are. Why don't you ask him about it now?
Oh, yes.
I'll just take this pint over to Adam.
Right. Kenton?
Oh, Sid. Just the man I've been looking for.
Am I?
Yeah. If it's okay with you, I've arranged with Kathy to take Jane.
Yeah, yeah. It's all right, she's told me.
All right, well, you don't mind, do you?
No, it's fine. In fact, it's helped me out of a tight spot.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and Jolene's got herself roped into a band, and she's rehearsing on Tuesdays. Having Jamie was, yeah, going to be difficult anyway.
Oh, so it won't be a problem then?
No. Mm. It was a good match. Mm. Now, what can I get you? Oh,
thank goodness for Kenton.
Why?
He's taking Jamie out to a footy match on Tuesday night. I'd have dropped Sid right in it.
So what?
Fallon.
But it's only what he deserves after the way he's been treating you.
It's more complicated than you think.
No, it's not. You should stick up for yourself, Mum. It's not on. You're his wife.
Please, Fallon.
She's not, though. You've got to tell
him. Leave it, Fallon.
But
it's okay. I'm dealing with it.
Even so...
I mean it. You leave it to me, okay?
All right, I promise. Anyway, I think it's brilliant that you're getting in with a new band.
Yeah, it is. I'm really looking forward to it.
So he said, if you're ever in Barbados, you'll know which cash machine to use, won't you?
Priceless.
Sorry to interrupt your little tete-a-tete.
It's all right, darling.
I just wanted to say, Matt, I'm up for the poker tomorrow.
Oh, excellent. That makes it a nice round half dozen.
Oh, who else you got?
Well, there's your mate Nigel.
All right. Yeah.
Stephen Shortman.
Oh, Chalky.
Plus a couple of business partners you won't know. Good sports, though.
Oh, well, sounds promising.
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay, well, I'll see you tomorrow evening at Honeysuckle, then.
Will do, Kenton.
See ya.
So, the bees are buzzing round the pot.
Yeah, I think half a dozen should be just about right.
You do know seven's a lucky number.
Ah, who needs luck, though, pussycat?
Oh, so you still won't let me join you?
No, I've already told you it's men only.
Well, then you'll just have to tell me about it afterwards.
Don't worry, I will.
I look forward to it.
You know... I have a feeling tomorrow could be a very good night indeed.
Bert's being introduced to the joys of texting.
We've brought you a coffee, Ruth.
All right. Thanks, Bert.
That's okay.
I'll grab it in a sec when I've finished here.
How's it going?
Fine. Just these two so far. Come on, in here.
So here you are.
Thanks. Oh, that's better.
Oh, no, here it goes again.
Is that your phone?
Yeah, blooming thing keeps going off, and when I answer it, there's no one there.
Let's see.
Look, it's the same again. Hello? Hello?
Hang on, Bert.
Oh, I reckon someone's playing tricks on me.
Is there a little envelope on the screen?
Yes, there is.
I thought...
And that's another thing. That envelope's been there all week, and I can't get rid of it.
It means someone sent you a text message.
Oh, have they?
Yeah. Look, can I show you?
I reckon you better add.
Did Sam not tell you about texts?
Well, he may have done. I can't remember now.
Well, anyway, if you press this button under the little envelope...
Yes?
It brings up this box that tells you you've had 13 messages.
Well, who's been sending me all those?
Well, let's have a look, shall we? Oh, this one's an advert.
What for?
Text messages, how to get cheap ones.
Oh.
Now, if you press this button, it scrolls down through the message.
I see.
And you can delete it at the end by clicking this one again. Do you want to?
Well, I don't know. Shall we have a look at the other ones first?
Okay, that's fine. You can always delete it later.
Right. So what's in the next one?
Here you go. It says you're the lucky prize winner in a competition.
Really?
And you could win a holiday
or a car.
Get away.
And all you have to do is ring this number to claim your prize.
Oh, I'd better ring it then.
No, Bert, I'm afraid it's almost certainly a scam.
What?
Well, they do this all the time. You ring a premium rate number, then they keep you hanging on for ages, and at the end, you usually don't get anything at all.
But they said I'd won one of them big prizes.
I know, but it's a con, believe me.
Oh, well, they shouldn't ought to be allowed to do that.
I agree.
Well, I don't think I'll bother anymore with these text messages.
Well, they won't all be like that, though.
No?
No. Look, the next one's from Trevor.
Ooh, is it?
Yeah. Why don't you read it while I go inside and start the kids' tea?
I'll need my glasses.
Well, come inside with me, then. There won't be much going on here for a while, anyway.
All right, I will.
Everyone got enough to drink?
Mm-hmm. I could do the top-up, Matt.
Oh, there you go, Chalky. Another whiskey coming up.
Are you sure you're ready for this?
Oh, yes. I shall have great pleasure in taking you to the cleaners tonight.
You wish.
Matt, any more crisps?
Yeah. I'll get you some in a minute.
Thanks.
Drink?
No, I'm fine.
Oh, well, I wouldn't mind another one.
Okie dokie. Actually, do you mind helping yourself, Kenton, while I see to the nibbles?
Yeah, no worries.
Back in a moment.
I think I'll just pay one last visit to the little boy's room.
Not getting nervous, are you, Chalky?
No. Just making sure Matt doesn't mark the cards.
It's a good idea.
Oh, so, Nigel, how are the wedding preparations going?
Oh, you mean Mummy and Lewis?
Yeah, of course.
Fine, I think.
I wonder what made them decide to tie the knot at their age?
Funny enough, I was talking to Lizzie about that only this morning.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's very sweet.
Yes, I must say, it did come as rather a surprise.
I bet.
It's one thing to have a nice little liaison with Lewis, but quite another getting married to him.
Yeah. Well, at least you don't have to worry about them producing any rival heirs, hmm?
No, but we're not even sure where they're going to live yet.
Well, Lewis has got a pretty swanky pad, hasn't he?
Yes, but I can't see Mummy leaving Lower Loxley, can you?
No, you're probably right.
It's not as if we haven't got the space, either.
True. What does Elizabeth think?
Well, that's just it. I think she rather likes the idea of us having the place to ourselves.
Now, why doesn't that surprise me?
I suppose we'll just have to ask Mummy what she's planning to do. How are things with Cathy these days, by the way?
Oh, non-existent, I'm afraid.
Bad here.
Yeah, I'm really not welcome around there.
Goodness.
But I am taking Jamie to a football match tomorrow.
Oh. Oh, well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, it is. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, sorry about that. Crisps for you.
Thanks. Oh, they're splendid ones. Mm.
So when do we start?
As soon as everyone's ready, we can turn this off for a start.
You weren't waiting for me, were you?
As it happens, Chalky, yes, we were, so let's get on with it.
Fine by me.
All right. All set?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Nigel, Kenton, got enough chips?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Just deal those cards.
Okay. Now, before we begin, a little refresh on the house rules.
Did you manage to read them all in the end? But
I couldn't understand half of them.
It can be tricky with all the abbreviations.
Yes, right. But I read Travers.
How many did he send?
Four, but three of them were asking why I hadn't replied to the first one.
I can teach you to send one back if you like.
Well, I'd rather phone. Tell him to stop pestering
me. It's quite easy.
Oh, another time, maybe.
Okay.
It's high time I got home for me dinner.
Fine, you get off.
David off at home farm, is he?
Yep, lashing down the polythene for Adam.
Right, well, I'll be off then.
Right, Bert. See you in the morning.
Cheerio.
You'll bet, Nigel.
I know. I just need to think this through.
The stakes too high for you?
No, I... Oh, hang it, I'm not going to win with these. I'm folding.
Good enough.
Yeah, that's me done.
Hard luck, Nudge.
Mind if I help myself to another drink?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks. Anyone else?
No, thanks.
Not for me.
No.
What are we on?
40, isn't it?
Yes.
And it's your turn, Chalky.
I'll raise another 40.
Looks like it's down to us, Kenton.
Yeah, it does.
And watch out if I were you. You don't want to lose your shirt.
Yeah, thanks, Nigel.
Let him make his own mind up.
Exactly, no pressure, Kenton.
Okay,
Still a long way to go, yeah?
Well, it's a bit risky, but...
You need to be really sure.
Yeah, I know, that's the trouble.
Though a decision sometime this evening would be helpful.
No, sorry, guys. I'm going to have to fold.
Fair enough.
Never mind.
I just couldn't be sure.
So, Matt, how about you?
I'll call you. Now, what you got?
Ah,
Well, come on, Chalky, show them.
Three nines?
Oh, not bad, not bad. But I think my straight takes it.
Oh, I don't believe it.
What, did you beat that?
No, only kidding. I had three tens.
Close, but nice cigar.
Well played, Matt.
Cheers.
So, who's in for another one?
Ooh, oh, no. Don't know when you're beaten, Chalky.
Oh, I'm not beaten yet.
No?
No. OK. So, how about making it a little more interesting?
Whatever you like.
Say we start with 500.
What? That's me definitely out.
Yep, and me. Why not make it a grand?
All right. You're on. Pot limit.
Why not?
Are you too sure about this?
Oh, yes.
Definitely.
We'll see who can really play.
You were lucky the wind didn't get up today.
It did a couple of times.
Not much, though.
Nah, but all it takes is a gust or two while you're stretching that polythene over them frames.
Yeah, I suppose so.
There was a good bit of language, I can tell you.
It's a long job.
Yeah. Yeah, it takes a bit getting used to it, though.
It don't seem natural somehow, growing strawberries so early.
There's a lot of things farmers do these days that don't seem natural to the likes of you and me.
Yeah, that's true enough.
I ain't got a three, so it's your turn.
Ah, no, I've got a double three, so it's my turn again.
Oh, no.
And that's me it.
No, you lucky so-and-so.
There's no luck about it.
How's the other game?
All right, seeing as I'm on a winning streak.
Hey, don't count your chickens just yet.
Have you started out that shed of yours?
Yeah, you got a new padlock. Should keep the little blighters out, I reckon.
Well, they say bad luck comes in threes, though.
Oh, thanks, Bert. Is that your one?
Oh, yes, it is. I thought I'd switch it out.
Probably Frieda telling you to go home.
Oh, no, it's another of these text messages.
I didn't know you was into all that stuff.
Oi, sexy.
Come again? What else does it say, Bert?
Oh, well, it must be a mistake.
Oh, let's see. Oh, I, sexy, fancy an early
here,
night.
Here, give it back.
I told you it was Frieda, didn't I?
Well, Frieda wouldn't send a message like that. She wouldn't know how.
15,000.
Right. Race 20.
What?
Are you getting this, Kenton?
Yeah, of course, sir.
So, Matt, is it put up or shut up?
Don't you worry about me, Chalky. I'm enjoying this.
I didn't ask that.
No, all right.
The clock's ticking.
I said all right.
Yeah, be fair, Chalky.
Yes, it's a hard enough decision as it is. Please, gentlemen. What's in the pot, Kenton?
It's 65,000, so it's 35 to call.
Someone's going to write a very big IOU in a minute.
You're not kidding.
And it's not going to be me. I'll call you.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, hang on, guys. Why don't we just stop and think about this a minute?
Kenton!
That is one hell of a lot of money we're talking about.
I know.
Let's get on with it, shall we?
Be my guest, Chalky.
All right. Three queens.
Oh, God.
Matt? You're not telling me you can't beat that?
You can't, can you?
Matt, are you all right?
Well, not Chalky. Fair dose.
What did you have?
Not enough.
So that's 100 grand in the pot. Matt's lost 50k.
Yes, all right, don't rub it in.
Sorry. I'd better let you have this then, Chalky. Yeah, here you go.
Can you sign it, Matt?
Yeah, okay.
No hard feelings?
No hard feelings.
Don't believe it. Did that really just happen?
Oh, yes.
I can hardly believe it.
And it's not your bank account that's going to suffer.
No, well,
something tells me I won't forget tonight in a hurry.
No, I shouldn't think any of us will.
Adam's team have nearly finished the job.
everybody, one last time.
Oh, I thought he'd never say it.
What?
One last time.
Oh, me neither.
David?
Yeah, we'll need to get a move on to beat the light.
I know.
Well, let's go then.
Eddie, Neil, Andy, Jeff, stand by to roll out the policy.
Oh, just get on with it, will you?
Yeah, some of us have got pubs to go to.
I couldn't have put it better myself. Well, here we go then.
Kenton? Hi, it's me, Cathy.
Oh, hi there. I'll be with you in just a minute.
Oh, sorry, is this a good time?
Yes, fine.
I'm just ringing to let you know I'm running a bit late.
Oh, right. Is it still okay with Jamie this evening?
Yes, but could you come and pick him up at 6:30 rather than 4:15?
Yeah, sure, whatever suits you.
Thanks, it'll just make things easier.
Well, if it's any help, I could pick him up on my way back and give him some tea.
No, I'd rather you didn't.
Well, no problem.
He's really looking forward to it.
Oh, good. Yeah, so am I.
Anyway, I'll see you later.
OK, bye then.
Here comes the rope!
That's it! Nearly there!
But here's one coming back. He doesn't know what she's missed.
No, lucky her.
That hasn't been too bad, really.
Well, at least we can still just about see what we're doing.
Yeah.
Ian, make sure it's really tight that side, won't you?
Yeah, don't worry. Yeah, got it.
Good.
Come on, you two.
How does it look, Ian?
That's it, I reckon.
How about you, Ed?
Yeah, that should do it.
Fantastic. Right. Well done, everybody.
Whoa. Whoa, the strawberries are better taste good after all this.
Yeah.
What, though? I'm knackered.
Yeah, me too. There's no way I'm going clubbing tonight.
Beth will be disappointed, Dad.
Oh, she's not here.
I was hoping you'd all join me for a couple of pints in the Bull later on.
Yeah, after I've had a bath, maybe.
Well, you're not lambing tonight, then?
No way. I'm not Superman.
Yeah, we timed this just right, didn't we?
Yeah, another day, and I wouldn't have been here.
Yeah, and the forecast's not too great for the rest of the week, either.
I wonder what it'll be like over in Paris next week. Yeah. I bet Brian and Jennifer are looking forward to their little jaunt.
Brian keeps trying to convince me it's purely for business.
Well, it is an agricultural show.
Yeah, and you think that's why he's taking Mum?
Oh, it's a mega event. Makes our show look like the village fete.
Well, nothing wrong with the village fete.
Yeah, nothing at all.
Are they going to do the sights while they're over there?
I don't know. You'll have to ask them.
Oh, me and Beth had a great time in Paris. I'd love to go again.
And while they're gone, it'll be all down to me.
Goodness me, are those shoulders broad enough?
Yeah, you may laugh.
I know, I know. Just doing jobs like this is the only way I get to see you these days.
Oh. Hey, have the others started back already?
Oh, looks like it, yeah.
Oh, that was nice of them to wait for us.
Right, anyone want to lift back in the tractor?
That's okay, I've got the Land Rover.
Ah, of course.
What, are you back at work tomorrow, Ed?
Yeah.
Has young Bruno been giving you a hand?
Huh? Well, I wouldn't exactly put it like that.
Can you believe that? Oliver and Caroline ending up with snatches, kid.
It's so funny from where I'm standing.
Well, he seemed like a decent enough lad when we bumped into him the other week.
Yeah, well, take it from me, he's not.
Well, you'll need your scarf, Jamie. It's pretty nippy out here.
Oh, yes, love. You run and get it.
I don't know where it is.
It's in your bedroom, I think. Have a look in the wardrobe.
All right, I'll see if I can find it. Oh,
he hasn't stopped talking about the match ever since I picked him up.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's fine. It's nice to see him so happy.
Oh. Well, should be good.
Let's hope so.
How's work?
All right.
Yeah? You busy?
No, it's pretty quiet, actually.
All right.
Just conferences.
Yeah. Oh, well, so you can take it a bit easier, then.
Yeah, it's our slowest time of the year.
Well, yeah, I suppose it must be.
How about you?
Hmm?
Back in the swing of things at Jack's?
Yeah, pretty much, you know. I'm going to have to sort out some cover for Emma soon, though.
Oh, of course, she'll be back before you know it.
Well, yeah, I hope she is, yeah.
I hear you were playing poker last night.
Yeah. Who told you that?
Nigel mentioned it to Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, you heard about Matt, then?
Oh, I know. What an idiot.
Oh, it was a bit mad.
It would take me over 2 years to earn what he threw away in one evening on a stupid game of cards.
Yeah, I know, me too. I mean, at least Nigel and I got out before it started getting silly.
Well, do you think Matt gets a kick out of wasting all that money?
Oh, I don't know. It just kept raising the stakes higher and higher.
He must have been upset.
Oh, of course he was. I mean, you know, even by Matt's standards, that's a hell of a lot of money to lose in one go.
Mm, well, he probably got what he deserved.
It was on the washing machine.
Oh, yes.
Well, I didn't put it there.
At least it's clean.
Come on, then. Let's go.
Yeah, OK.
Oh, you will bring him straight back, won't you?
Yeah, I promise. Oh, and I'll keep him off the pie and chips, too.
Good. Have a nice time.
Yeah, we will.
Bye, Mum.
Bye, Jamie.
So Debbie's getting a week in Paris. What's the big deal?
Oh, look, it doesn't matter.
Well, it obviously does to you.
Isn't she there working anyway?
Yes, yes, I suppose so. All right, who wants another pint?
In a minute. You always drink the first one too fast.
Yeah, I want to make these last. I probably won't get another chance for a couple of weeks.
OK, I can wait.
Oh, this place is pretty busy for a Tuesday.
Maybe it's a darts competition.
Sid looks rushed off his feet.
Yeah, I don't think a full pub is a problem.
Hey, what about Matt Crawford, eh? Blowing all that money last night?
Yeah, I know. I'm amazed he's shown his face in here tonight.
He doesn't seem too fierce, does he?
No. If I lost 50 grand at anything, Ruth would divorce.
Maybe that's why Yvette decided to get out before he blew everything.
Who knows, but it's one hell of a lot of money.
Oh,
Matt? Yeah, I reckon he must be off his head.
You do have to question the man's sanity.
You see, if it does divide 50 grand...
What would you do with it, then?
Go around the world, probably.
What, with Beth?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Well, where is she tonight?
Manchester. She's going to stay with a mate.
Oh, right.
No, she's not working. She's taking off all the time.
You can't blame her, I suppose.
Oh, I dare say she's used to more exciting places than Ambridge on a cold, grey February day.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, at least it wasn't a wet and windy day.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
It would have made this job impossible.
So how long does the poly stay up for now?
Well, assuming we've done as good a job as I think we have, until late autumn.
You reckon we did a good job?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really grateful.
Might be worth at least another pint, then.
He fell for that one. Yeah, I know, he deserves it.
Yeah, mine's a lager, cheers.
And mine. I'll have a shy as well about it.
Right. Oh, could you see your way to getting a bag of knots as well?
Oh, yeah, me too.
Try roasted, okay?
That's fine, yeah.
Have you heard about Bert's introduction to the world of texting?
Oh, yeah, Dad told me about this one he got last night.
What was that?
Oh, it said, "Are you sexy? Fancy a quick one?" Something like that.
You're joking.
No, straight up.
Did you tell me about that one?
Yeah, Bert said it was a wrong number, but I reckon he's a bit of a sly old dog on the quiet. I might send him another one for a laugh.
Oh, no, please. Don't, Ed. You'll end up throwing it in the bin.
You reckon?
Oh, yeah. Church warden, pillar of the community. You can't be doing stuff like that.
I'm sorry, I can't imagine Bert texting.
No. Well, he might not take to it, but I tell you, it's a real godsend just being able to communicate with him.
David, what's your take on Linda's plans for a webcam?
Oh, well, in principle, I think it's a great idea.
Well, me too. I'm going to tell the folks back home to look it up.
Sounds pretty boring.
Oh, so Linda hasn't convinced you yet?
Well, she hasn't said nothing to me.
Why do you think it sounds boring?
What's the point? Putting a camera at nothing happening.
It's got to be somewhere that belongs to the whole village, then.
Well, I could think of places that'd be loads more interesting.
What, like last night's poker game?
Yeah, maybe. Or in here when the rugby club are in.
I suppose that might be interesting for students of anthropology.
What? Ah, looks like Dad's won again.
What, wasn't this supposed to be playing tonight?
Yeah, he cried off.
Yeah, he's really worried about getting on with the house.
I wonder if he ever regrets starting it.
What's that?
Neil's house.
Yeah, I don't envy him. I was glad he could help out today.
Yeah, give him a bit of a break.
Oh, I'm sure he'll get there in the end.
Anyway, here are your drinks. And the nuts.
Thank you.
So, help yourselves.
Cheers.
Oh, is this one mine?
Yep.
Oh, I'm up to play next.
Oh, fine.
Well, thanks for the drink.
Good luck. Was Jolene not on tonight?
No, she's rehearsing with her new band, Sid said.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're called the Cheating Hearts.
Good for her.
Excuse me, I will be back in a minute. I'm just going to the loo.
Okay. I think Sid's a bit put out that Jolene's not here.
Well, he's got Clary and Kirsty on.
Yeah, I know. Hey, Ian, guess what?
What?
Kenton's taken Jamie to a football match tonight.
Really?
Yeah, that's what Clary told me.
So what do you think? Sid'll be driving out to fetch Jamie home like he did last time?
Oh, there There you are.
Oh, God, I'm sorry we're a bit late.
You got stuck behind this really slow car.
Yeah, they were crawling along at 25 miles an hour all the way from Netherbourne to Loxley Barrett.
Well, never mind, you're home now.
We cheered when they finally turned off, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
All right, Jamie, now, off you go, it's very late.
I know.
I want you tucked up in your bed with your teeth brushed in 5 minutes, OK?
Don't you want to know who won?
Hey, I tell you what, Jamie, why don't you tell your mum all about it when she comes up to tuck you in?
All right, but we won 3-2 after a 2-0 down.
Go on, Jamie, now, off you go.
What do you say first, though?
Thanks for taking me.
Oh, that's all right. I really enjoyed it.
Now go on, Jamie. I'll see you upstairs in a minute.
Can we go to another one?
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
Jamie, go.
OK, I'm going.
I'm afraid he's still a bit excited.
Yeah, I know. He'll calm down.
Yeah, well, it was a great game. It was real end-to-end stuff.
Thanks, Kenton. It was kind of you to take him.
Oh, not at all, no. Oh, next time I'll get tickets for a Saturday match so he doesn't have to stay up so late.
That will be better. Anyway,
Yeah, sure. Don't let me keep you.
OK.
Well, good night, then.
Good night, Kenton. And thanks again.
Clary's in for a shock.
Tonight, then.
All right, love.
Oh, my dear Lord! Eddie! Eddie!
What's the matter?
Oh! It's horrible, Eddie. Look at it.
What's going on?
Oh, Arthur! Come here.
Oh, flaming heck. That's horrible.
Oh, what a shock.
All right, love, it can't hurt you. Poor thing.
What is it?
It's a dead crow, Dad. Hmm? Some nut has nailed it to the door.
Why would anyone want to do that?
I don't know, it's awful.
Are you all right, Clary, love?
I don't know, my heart's going like the clappers.
Not been dead long. They've managed to spread its wings out.
Nailed to the door like that. Eddie, someone's really got it in for us.
Something about crows, ain't they?
Sinister they are. You think somebody chose it specially?
I don't know. But they've done it very carefully.
How do you mean?
Well, just tacked it on so as not to wake us up.
I don't care if they did it. Just get rid of it, will you?
It's all right, Clary, love, all right. Eddie'll take care of it.
Yeah, while I'm doing that, you take Clary back inside to make her a cup of tea, eh, Dad?
But Eddie, why would somebody do such a horrible thing to us?
Beats me.
Whoever done it, let her try a sight harder than that to scare the Grundys.
Yeah.
Hang on. What's that on the grass?
Where?
Over there. Look, it says grass in big letters.
Grass?
Of course it's grass. Why'd they write that?
Why, that little...
Come on, Clary, love. I'll make you a nice cup of tea.
But I've got to get to work.
No, not yet.
Yeah, you need a bit of time to recover.
We'll phone Pat.
Yeah, well, all right. I suppose 10 minutes won't hurt.
Exactly. Go and put the kettle on, Dad.
Come on then, Clary. We'll soon get you back on an even keel.
No, it was just the shock, you know. I've seen it penned up there.
Yeah, I know.
I'll see you in a minute, love. Just going to have a look at this thing on the grass.
Well, I reckon we know it started now, all right.
Certainly has.
David had 3 lots of twins in a couple of hours, didn't he?
That's right. Where do you want your tea?
Oh, on the side will do. I'll just tag Mum and then I'll be out.
By the way, Bert, thanks for the phone call, but I was bringing you a cuppa anyway.
Ah, well, it was while I was thinking about it, see?
Yeah,
these mobile phones are jolly useful, ain't they?
No, the point is, Bert, do you know how much it costs every time you phone someone?
Well, it can't be that much, can it?
Well, it depends on the package you've got. It can be around 20, 25 pence a minute, I think.
Is it?
Haven't you noticed you're having to top up your credit all the time?
I just thought that was what you had to pay for this modern technology.
Text messages are a lot cheaper, you know.
Oh, text messages, don't give me that.
And what's wrong with them?
Well, you've heard about my experience the other day. Immoral, they are.
But it was a wrong number.
Well, someone has to take the moral high ground these days, Ruth. There's change and decay all around us.
I'm sure that was just a one-off.
Of course, one too many. If he'd got out, he was getting messages like that. Well, who knows what it'd do to my reputation?
It would save you money if you texted us, though.
Well, they're not that much cheaper, are they?
Yeah, 5p a text, something like that.
Oh, is that all?
You're much better off using them if you can. And we're not going to reply inviting you to have an early night, are we?
No, of course not.
I'd give it a go if I were you.
I don't speak the language, Ruth.
You got a fair idea who's behind this, haven't you, Eddie?
It's obvious, isn't it? Yeah, it's got to be Snatchy's lad.
He's a culprit, I reckon. Childish enough for him, any room.
Grass. That's how he sees me.
Like father, like son, maybe.
I reckon he done Bartleby on the cider. Smashed up me ornaments and all.
Well, we should go round to Grange Farm and teach the little blighter a lesson.
No,
you won't forget.
No, I've been thinking. We've got to be cleverer than that.
Well, how's that then?
Look, we can't go and rough up a 15-year-old boy, however much he deserves it. No, it'd be nothing but trouble.
And there's Oliver Sterling and Caroline Bone in the picture.
Exactly.
So what are you suggesting?
I'm going to go and see Sterling myself, tell him what's going on.
Eddie, I think I'd better be off if that's okay with you. Pat would be run off her feet.
Yeah, all right, lover, just give me a minute.
I don't want to be no later than I already am.
Look, I'll go round there after I've done those jobs over in Dad.
Eddie, can we go now?
Yeah, come in, love. I'll see you later, Dad.
Good luck.
You have got rid of that crow, haven't you?
Of course I have.
Good.
But you should be taking it easy after a shot like that.
No, I can't let Pat down. Come on.
Hello, Bert Troy.
Hi, Bert. Did you just send me a text?
About 5 minutes ago.
Oh, right. Well, sorry, I've got no idea what it says.
What?
It's just a lot of rubbish.
Well, it can't be. You told me I could just use ordinary English.
Yeah.
So I did.
Bert, it says, late do 11 PL rate flascals. Best.
Come again?
Late do 11s, PL rate, flascals, best.
Well, it must be broken. I said, late for 11s, please say flapjack, Bert. Honey, I saw Mrs. Archer had brought some in yesterday.
Bert, I think you probably only looked at the buttons, not the screen.
Well, you have to concentrate. They're very fiddly.
I think your phone might have something called predictive text.
Ah, yeah, Sam told me all about it, and I just pressed each button the once.
Okay, well, look, my advice is that you look at the screen and you see what you've written.
Oh, I don't know. Why does it all have to be so complicated?
Anyway, I've saved you, Flapjack, so why don't you come in now?
Yeah, I think I will.
It's a bad business, all right.
No. I can't stop thinking about it.
Well, I ain't surprised. Gruesome it was.
You've had so much bad luck lately.
Yeah, well.
First Eddie's ornaments, now this. I was saying to Pat, I can't think why anyone would want to do this to us. Anyway, she cracked me off home for my dinner. Wouldn't take no for an answer.
Oh, she's a kind woman.
Oh, well, that's true. And Kathy's offered me a lift back to Bridge Farm.
Well, 3.5 days.
Mm, must be. She seems to be picking up again, don't you think?
I don't know. She hasn't smiled at me for a long time.
Glad none of us got it. We're horrible for her.
Well, Kent and Archer took her down to the football last night, didn't he?
Yeah, she said they had a great time.
Well, that's nice. Tell me, love.
What?
Eddie and me reckon as we know who's done that thing with the crow and the writing on the grass.
Who?
Bruno. Snatch Foster's lad.
No.
That's right.
Well, how do you know?
Well, it's obvious when he thinks about it.
Is it?
Yeah. He thinks Eddie grassed on Snatch, so that's why he wrote what he did on the grass.
Oh.
He reckon he let Bartleby out and drain the cider and all.
But he's only a lad.
This is maybe. But I don't think we need to look no further.
What can I do for you, Eddie?
I'd like a word with you, if you don't mind.
Yeah, of course, what about it?
Snatch Foster's boy.
I see. What do you want to say?
He's been menacing my family. I want you to sort him out.
I'm sorry?
You heard me.
Yes, but I'm not sure what you mean.
All right, then. It's been going on for a couple of weeks now. He's been trying to put the frighteners on us.
Eddie, he's a 15-year-old boy.
And that makes him a saint, does it? Oh, seems he's old enough to let Bartleby out of his stable and empty one of our cider barrels while our backs are turned.
But surely both of those things could happen by accident.
And smash up my garden ornaments. Part of my livelihood, they are.
I'm sorry to hear about all this.
Then we've had to cope with this morning.
What happened?
Clary left the house to find a dead crow nailed up to our front door.
Oh, no. But why do you think it was Bruno?
He spray-painted the word grass on our lawn. Bit of a giveaway, don't you think?
Somebody's idea of a joke, isn't it?
Weren't very funny for Clary. I was really worried about her this morning.
Yes, of course, I'm sure. Awful for her.
So, what are you going to do about it?
Well, I agree, it's an appalling thing to happen, and I'm very sorry if it's distressed Clary.
Oh, it does.
But I'm sorry, Eddie. I still don't see how you can connect all these things together and, well, blame Bruno.
Well, he's got in for us, hasn't he?
Because of what happened with his father.
He thinks I dropped his dad in it.
Well, yes, I know Snatch blames you.
Yes, so obviously he's been telling Bruno I'm a grass, and the lad believes him and wants to get his own back.
Eddie, I'm afraid I can't just condemn him out of hand. It really might not have been him, you know. I mean, have you got any proof?
What more proof do you want?
Well, it's just as likely that it's someone trying to get at Bruno.
What?
Someone trying to point the finger at him, get him into trouble. So, I'm sorry, but without actual proof...
Oh, I should have known. You're bound to defend him, ain't you?
I refuse to condemn Bruno out of hand with no proof.
Right. And that's all you've got to say?
Look... I'll tell you what I'll do.
Go on, then.
I'll talk to Bruno. Ask him if he knows anything about these incidents.
What use will that be?
He might know something. Might be able to throw some light on it.
He'll just deny everything, won't he?
I'm not just going to accuse Bruno of doing these things on your say-so without letting him give me his version of events.
I don't know why I expect anything better from you.
Well, I'm sorry you feel like that, but please leave this with me.
Oh, don't worry. I'm going.
Watch it.
Oh, just the person I wanted to see. Come here.
Eddie, leave him alone.
What's your problem?
You think you're clever, don't you?
What are you on about?
Eddie, I think you should leave.
Oh, I'm going. But I am not stupid.
Could have fooled me.
I know what you're up to, and you won't get away with it.
Yeah, right. Weirdo.
Bruno, wait. I'd like a word, please.
What about?
Eddie's just told me an extraordinary story. Do you know anything about a dead crow being nailed to the door of Keeper's Cottage?
Where?
You know, where the Grundys live.
No.
Or about somebody spray-painting the word grass on their lawn?
Why are you asking me?
Because Eddie thinks it was you who did it.
Oh, and you believe him?
I promised Eddie I would talk to you, find out if you know anything.
Just because he said I did it doesn't mean I did.
No, I agree. So I'm just asking if you know anything about it. Or about their pony being released and their garden ornaments being smashed.
And he's trying to blame me for that as well?
He thinks you might be responsible, yes.
Like, oh, he's really got it in for me.
He thinks you're trying to get back at him for what happened between him and your father.
Yeah, right. Well, you saw what he was like just now.
Yes.
Oh, he's mad.
Bruno.
If you hadn't told him to get lost, he'd have smacked me.
Yeah, well, thankfully he didn't.
Why can't he just leave us alone? You think it was enough for him getting my dad sent down?
Clary Grundy was really upset by what happened this morning. It was very distressing.
So?
So, I just want you to understand that that kind of behaviour is completely unacceptable. Whoever did it.
Okay, but it wasn't me, all right?
Susan's worried by the prospect of people spying on her.
There's still something about it that gives me the creeps.
The Big Brother aspect, you mean?
Oh, yeah. I mean, The idea that someone on a computer miles away could be watching what you're doing.
Most of us are on CCTV all the time when we're going to towns and cities these days.
Oh, no, horrible, isn't it?
I think this is really different.
I don't see how.
Well, nothing's being recorded. It's just an account of what's happening. It's fun. The idea is that people log on to the website and see what's happening on the village green.
Oh, so what's the point?
Well, as I say, just a bit of fun.
I see. So you're in favour, are you?
Yes, I think so. I remember the first webcam being set up. It was at Cambridge University, I think.
Oh, really?
They put a camera on their departmental coffee pot so people could check if it was full without leaving their desks. Just for a laugh, really.
Sounds a bit ridiculous to me.
Oh, absolutely. Point is that word got out. People all over the world started looking at the coffee pot. It was a kind of worldwide joke.
We don't want Ambridge to become a laughing stock.
No, that's not what I mean. It's just, well, it couldn't be more different from a security camera.
Well, I suppose we can say soon enough if we don't like it, can't we?
Exactly.
I don't think Derek Fletcher's convinced, though.
Yes, I think even Linda's persuasive powers might struggle to sway him.
That's saying something.
Anyway, I'd like 12 first-class stamps, please.
Oh, right, sorry.
And these envelopes as well.
Yeah, of course.
How's the house coming along?
Oh, don't mention it. Oh,
sorry.
That's £4.86, please.
Thanks.
No, it's just the way it's been going recently. Sometimes wonder if it's ever going to be finished.
I hope you don't mind me asking.
My dear chap, of course not.
Only I heard you had a fair bit of straw over there.
Well, you heard right. It's far too much for the few beasts I've got this winter.
Well, I was wondering if you could spare a few bales. We seem to have run a bit short.
You must get through a lot. With all those arcs of yours.
You can say that again. What with the wet weather earlier on.
Yes, that must make a difference.
We were having to straw down every day. If it's dry, we can get away with 3 or 4 times a week, tops.
So, how much are you going to need?
I reckon 6 bales should do it. If you can manage it.
No problem.
Great. And what sort of price would you be looking for?
Oh, don't worry about that now. We'll sort it out later.
Yeah? Okay.
Now, are you going to collect it?
Yeah, I'll come over with the Bridge Farm loader, if that's all right.
Well, you know where it is. Just help yourself.
Thanks a lot, Oliver.
No problem. Bye, Neil.
Yeah, see ya.
How's it going?
Oh, hello, darling. That was Neil Carter. He's after some straw.
Oh, I saw Susan earlier. Yeah. Sounds as if they both rushed off their feet.
Well, anyway, I was able to fix him up.
That's good. I bumped into Clary as well.
Oh, yes.
She's obviously still shaken by what happened yesterday.
It was a very nasty experience.
She's worried about what they might do next.
Really?
Yeah, she said if anything worse was to happen to Tess or Bartleby, she'd be beside herself.
Well, surely it's not in that league.
I hope not. Sheila seems to think we're on the right lines, at least. But should we talk to Bruno about it again?
Oh, I suppose we should, really.
Don't forget what Snatch was like at the prison.
Well, of course. But that doesn't mean Bruno's suddenly turned into that sort of person.
It gives them a motive, though.
I'm sorry, Caroline. You can't just go around accusing people without proof. It isn't fair.
But if it is Bruno, then the sooner we nip it in the bud, the better. It could get really out of hand.
So, what do you propose to do?
Well?
Yes?
Those aerosols we keep in the bar.
Oh, I shouldn't think Bruno has a clue they're there. I mean, I've certainly never shown him.
No, but he could have found them on his own.
I suppose it's possible.
Do you know how many there are?
Yes, more or less.
Then why don't you just check they're all still there?
Oh, all right. If it'll put your mind at rest.
Yes, it would.
I'll let you know what I find.
Tony, me.
Oh, so you're back then.
Yeah. I'm going over the shop in a minute.
All right.
Thought Mike would still be here.
No, he's got another job on over in Penyasset. Just as well, really.
Why?
Well, at least he wasn't here when I had to tell Spaggots to hold on to the staircase.
But, I mean, once the walls are done, that's next, isn't it?
Yeah, it would be. I can't afford to pay them, Susan.
Oh, Neil! Oh,
it's so difficult juggling the money. Our income isn't that big. It just vanishes.
I know. I saw the bank statement this morning.
Yeah, no hiding from it.
What are all those little payments of £25 and £30 you've been making?
Oh, that's how I pay Mike as we go along.
Oh, I see.
Well, I don't let it build up too much in case I can't manage it.
So that's why you're letting go this afternoon?
Yeah.
Is that where my housekeeping's been going as well?
I was going to mention that.
Oh, Neil, you should have told me.
Yeah, I know, but
I had to borrow some off Christopher this morning just so I could get our tea tonight.
I'm sorry, love, but I couldn't pay Mike for last week without it.
And what about this week? Are you going to ask Christopher to start subbing you as well?
No, of course
not. Well, then where's it going to end, Neil?
I thought I could manage by just borrowing little bits here and there, but it's never enough.
So how are we going to find the money?
Oh, I'm working on it.
I don't think I can do any more hours than I'm doing already.
I'm not expecting you to.
But where's it going to come from?
Look, I'll find a way. I promise. This is only a hiccup.
We can't go on like this.
No, I know. We very nearly got it right. We don't need much to finish the whole thing. I'll get the money somehow.
Bruno, can I have a word?
What about?
It's important.
Can it wait?
No, switch the game off, please.
Oh, but I've nearly finished this bit.
And now, Bruno.
All right. Let me just pause it.
Right. Listen to me, please. I'm going to ask you again if you know anything about what happened at the Grundys yesterday.
I told you, it was nothing to do with me.
Bruno, I'm asking you a question.
No, I don't know anything about it, all right?
Then can you explain how one of my aerosol spray paints came to be missing? It's the same colour as the one used at the Grundys.
I ain't got a clue.
Bruno, please don't switch that back on.
Are you accusing me here?
Well, it does seem rather a coincidence.
It doesn't take much, does it? You start pinning things on me.
I'm not pinning anything, I'm just asking.
Yeah, for the second time, and you didn't believe me yesterday.
Bruno.
I didn't even know you had any poxy aerosols.
Didn't you?
There's one person who did, isn't there?
What do you mean?
I'll tell you what, why don't you ask Ed? It was probably him anyway.
Where are you going?
Out. I've had enough of this.
Bruno, I haven't finished.
Whatever I say, you won't believe me anyway.
No, that isn't the case.
Oh, stop following me.
Bruno! Oh, for heaven's sake.
Hello, Caroline Pemberton.
Caroline, it's me.
Oh, hello, darling. Everything all right?
Well...
Oliver, what is it?
I just thought you ought to know. I checked the aerosols, as you suggested, and one of them is missing.
Oh, dear. Have you spoken to Bruno?
Yes. He's just stormed out, saying it's nothing to do with him.
Do you believe him?
Well... He's suggesting it was Ed.
What do you think we should do?
Well, clearly we need to try and find out if it was Bruno or not. But he was absolutely adamant.
Right. Well, look, I'll give Sheila a ring from here.
Thanks. I'll go and see if I can get any further with him.
Hard at work, then.
What?
Well, I just came down to check on you, you know, for Oliver.
He knows I don't need checking on.
Oh, yeah?
What are you talking about?
I live here. I know what people say.
Do you want something or can I get on with my job?
Dead end job, if you ask me. Like the rest of your family.
I'll leave it out, will you? Just go.
It's funny how things keep going wrong, eh? Like that pony getting out.
Just grow up and leave me alone, eh?
What? You think I'm going to let a grass just get away with it?
My dad ain't a grass. God, you're pathetic.
That crow really spooked your mum, didn't it? She was really scared, right? So I heard.
You wouldn't have the guts to do something like that. That's too clever for you and all.
That's all you know.
Are you going to tell me any different?
Yeah. I did it, and I saw her come out. And you can't do anything about it. No one will believe you, but I'm glad she was frightened.
Right! Get off me! You think you can go on fooling Caroline and Oliver forever, eh?
It's your dad that should be in prison, not mine!
Right! Listen up! Get off! You do anything else! Especially with my mum, then you're in big trouble, understand? Get off!
Ed! What the hell are you doing?
Oliver!
He was strangling me,
for God's sake, Ed! You all right?
Yeah,
I guess so. He just told me.
I don't want to know. But just get out, will you?
This wasn't my
Ed,
fault!
Go now, before I make you.
You're fine, but it's...
I don't want to hear another word! Now then, let's have a look at you.
It's okay, I'll be all right.
Sure?
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Well, what happened exactly?
Well, all I did was come in and ask him what he was doing, and he turned on me.
Really? Well, that doesn't sound like Ed.
Well, he really went for me. If you hadn't come...
Come on, let's get you inside.
No, it's okay. I can finish off in here first.
You sure?
Yeah.
You can finish off spreading the straw?
No problem.
All right. Well, I'd better go and have a word with Ed.
Ed, what do you want? Why on earth did you go for him?
I wasn't going to word him.
It didn't look like that to me.
No, no, you didn't hear him.
You know, for heaven's sake, you're 5 years older than him and a lot bigger, too.
I know.
I don't want to hear any more excuses. What you did was completely unacceptable.
Oliver!
I'm sorry, Ed, but I've come to say I just don't want you working at Grange Farm. Not at the moment.
What?
Not while Bruno's there, at any rate.
You're joking, aren't you?
No, I'm deadly serious. No, that's enough, Ed. I think we all need some time out to sort out what's happened.
Fine, but that doesn't mean I have to stop working for
yes,
you.
Yes, I'm afraid it does.
But I can come round when he's at school, so we don't even have to
no,
meet.
No. I have to put the interests of my foster child first.
Can't you see what he's doing?
Whatever he's done, I simply cannot condone a physical attack on a 15-year-old boy in my care. Not by you or anyone else.
Jack's giving cause for concern.
Oh, hello, Pat.
Jack, I saw you from across the green. You all right?
I'm not sure. I think I was on my way home and I seem to have ended up here instead.
Aren't you cold with just that light jacket on?
Yes, I am a bit.
Right, well, shall I give you a lift?
Oh, all right. Yes, that would be kind. Oh, it was nice watching the children play.
Bit cold, though.
That's what I said to one of the mothers.
Does Peggy know you're out and about?
Yes, I think I told her.
You'll soon be back in the warm.
Oh, lovely.
Did you manage to get it done? Or whatever you came out to do?
I went to see someone.
Oh, who?
Silly. I can't remember now.
Oh, well, never mind.
It's difficult when you can't remember.
We all have our off days.
Yes.
Oh, thank goodness for Fridays.
Yeah, right.
Oh, it's been a funny old week this week, hasn't it?
Could say that.
Can't see, I'm sorry to see the back of it.
Next week will probably be just as bad.
Could you give me a hand with this shopping, though?
I suppose so.
Oh, Edward. I know you're really upset about yesterday.
I can't believe Oliver did it.
But well, you haven't exactly been sacked, have you?
As good as.
No, I'm sure he still thinks you're a good worker.
Wouldn't bet on it.
Just got other things to think about now.
Yeah, Bruno. The boy that can do no wrong.
You said you had a row with him.
He was winding me up.
Have you explained that to
Oliver? There's no point.
You never know.
No! He's made his mind up, so there ain't.
Is Beth out?
Yeah, she's gone shopping with a girl she met in Jack's.
Oh.
Said she was fed up listening to me moaning about everything.
Oh, you have been a bit low recently.
Don't you start and all.
Well, what else have you done today, apart from feeling sorry for yourself?
I don't know. What is this, anyway?
Oh, well, I'm sorry, little love, but I do feel bad for you, but sitting around won't cure it.
So what do you suggest I do instead?
I always give your dad a hand.
Oh, great. I'm going out.
Where are you going?
I don't know, anywhere.
Well, your dad's down the field. Why don't you go and see him?
The thing is, Bruno denies having anything to do with these incidents.
Oh, I see. And you have pressed him hard on it, you say?
Oh, absolutely.
But he shows no sign of admitting he did it.
No, none at all. In fact, he's furious that we should even think it was him.
It's very difficult, because if we don't have absolute proof to the contrary, we can hardly go on accusing him.
No. Do you think it was him?
We just don't know.
Except there is one thing that seems a bit odd.
What's that?
I'm not sure it really counts for much.
Oh, come on, Oliver, it is significant.
All right. I keep a number of aerosols stored in one of the barns, and one of them's gone missing.
It's a spray paint. The same colour that was used to spray the word grass on the Grandis lawn.
I see. And have you asked Bruno about it?
Yes. He said he'd
didn't even know they were there.
Which is perfectly possible.
He says the whole thing was probably done by Ed.
Beats me why he should do that to his own family.
Yeah, I know, I know. Some sort of attempt to finger Bruno, he says. And Ed did, of course, know where the paint was. And
Ed attacked Bruno.
Yes, that's right. I mean, I witnessed that bit. So, Bruno claims Ed's been trying to set him up with all these incidents.
Whereas Ed thinks Bruno's trying to gain some sort of revenge for his father going to prison.
Either way, it's a bit of a mess.
The last thing we want is it spiralling any further out of control. No, of course not. So, how is Bruno now?
Oh, he went off to school today, as per usual.
And he's been in his room playing on his computer since he got back. Well, it's obviously important that you keep a close eye on him. Especially after what happened last time with the car. Yes, of course.
But we thought we should let you know what's been going on as well.
Oh, absolutely. You did the right thing. We've also decided to keep Ed away from here for the foreseeable future. Yes. There's no point in inflaming an already troubled situation. Right. You'd like to see Bruno? Yes, thanks.
Shall I call him down?
No, don't worry. I know where his room is. You might have to knock loudly if he's in the middle of a game. Okay, thanks.
Oh, Caroline. Not easy.
No.
I've been wondering where you'd got to.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry.
Well, you're home now, and that's all that matters. It was very good of you to give him a lift, Pat.
Oh, not at all.
And now that you're here, I can give you Tom's card and present.
Oh, that's nice.
Is it Tom's birthday?
Yes, Jack. We bought him those tokens to spend on some CDs.
Oh, yes.
I hope that's all right. It's so difficult to know what to choose these days.
Oh, no, that's great. He can get what he wants.
That's what I was thinking.
Are we expecting any more visitors?
No, dear. Linda's been round to tell me all about her plans for the webcam, though.
Aren't you rather against it?
Yes, I was. I must say she rather persuaded me.
Oh?
But Derek Fletcher's dead set against it.
And he's a big noise on the parish council.
Yes.
I'm sure there'll be enough to back her up, though.
By the sound of it, Derek'll be doing his best to dissuade everybody.
Oh, I don't see the harm in a trial period.
Exactly. If we don't like it, we can simply take it down again.
Well, then why is he so against it?
Oh, something about violating people's privacy.
On the green?
Oh, yes. Pretty public anyway.
Derek's never been easy.
No, he's not the pleasantest of men.
He was chasing a cat out of his garden with a stick the last time I saw him.
David thinks he's out to be the permanent chair of the parish council. All that power.
It's funny you should mention that. The way Linda was talking, it'd be over her dead body.
Really?
Well, as she said, Derek is only filling in by default, since we lost George.
That's true.
I think she'd run as a candidate, just to keep him out if necessary.
Yeah, can't say I'd look forward to having him in charge of the village's affairs.
Now, where are you going, Jack?
Oh, only to the loo.
Oh, all right.
I won't be long.
Actually, Peggy, there's something I wanted to talk to you about.
Oh, what's that?
Well, when I found Jack earlier on, he told me he couldn't remember how to get home.
If he's denying it, that's all we can do. I pointed out that he needs to think carefully about what he wants to get out of fostering.
I see.
See it as a positive opportunity. So you think for the time being we should just let things settle down again? Yes. What he needs is stability, that's for sure. Well, hopefully we can give him that. It's important you keep talking these things through with him, though.
Of course.
We also need to encourage him to take responsibility for his actions.
Oh yes, we have been.
I'm sure you have. Keep on telling him what's acceptable and what's not.
Do you think he's happy with us here?
Oh, yes. He was very clear that he wants to stay.
Good.
We wouldn't want him to go. Not with things as they are.
Right. So, fingers crossed. Don't worry. We are aware that it hasn't been without its, well, difficulties.
Thanks. And thanks for coming around so quickly.
No problem. Now, keep in touch.
Of course. Goodbye, then.
Goodbye, Sheila. Thank you.
So, do you think we're any further on?
Honestly, Peggy, I do think it would be a good idea to talk to somebody about Jack.
Whatever for?
Because of this problem with his memory.
But he hasn't got a problem. He just gets distracted sometimes.
Look, we all know that recently he's become more forgetful.
Yes, but so have I. It's our age.
I'm not trying to make a big thing out of this.
Then what are you trying to do?
I just think that if Jack's starting to get lost around the village...
Well, there you are. You're exaggerating again.
Then perhaps it would be an idea to at least see somebody. In case it's a sign of something more serious.
If you're suggesting I take Jax to see the doctor just because he's got a little confused, then I'm sorry, but I'm not going to.
Oh, please, Peggy, I don't want to upset you.
Then why don't you just leave it? You seem to be forgetting he's had an awful lot on his plate in the last few months.
Yes, I know that.
And as I've just said, he's not as young as he used to be either.
No.
That's why I've been trying to get him to scale down his business interests.
I know you have.
But you know what Jack's like. He hates letting go.
That's true.
And I am trying to get him to take things easy these days.
And I'm sure it's helping.
Don't forget how hard it was for him, losing George as well.
I know.
So is it any wonder if he seems a bit distracted sometimes?
Yeah, I suppose so. But if you do need any help...
We're fine, Pat. Really we are.
Well, I'd better get over to the shop before it closes.
Oh, all right.
And thanks again for Tom's present.
Oh, not at all. Wish him a happy birthday from us, won't you?
Of course.
Oh, that were a long walk.
You know, I didn't work, did I?
Oh, dear. Still fed up.
Yep. No, Tess, you can't come and get out.
Hey, don't take it out on her.
What?
You know.
Just leave it, Mum.
I'm just worried about you, that's all.
I love working at Grange Farm. Our place. I don't reckon he's going to have me back.
Your granddad's taking it hard. He's happy as long as there's a Grundy at Grange Farm.
I mean it, Mum. There's no way Oliver's going to take me back now he thinks I've got it in for that little...
Oh, look. Why don't I have a word with him?
What for?
Well, maybe he'll agree to wipe the slate clean, let you start again.
You haven't done anything wrong. Not really.
Oh, it does seem unfair.
It's like he's blaming me for everything.
But surely it's worth a try.
I wouldn't waste your breath.
Oliver's always been so good to you in the past.
Yeah. Well, I should listen to Dad.
Why?
He's always said this is the sort of thing I should expect from the likes of Sterling.
No, Edward, that's just not right.
Oh, no, he's got Bruno. He don't need me anymore, does he?
Bruno's only 15. He's just a little kid, really.
Oh, just dropped me like a stone.
And he ain't going to be there forever.
And there's nothing I can do about it.
The Archers was written by Paul Broderick and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Kate Oates and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.